Good evening. This is Shobhashachi Bhattacharya with Regional News. Former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh passed away at All India Institute of Medical Sciences, Delhi on Thursday night. He was 92. Dr. Singh had been in poor health for the last few months. He is survived by his wife Gursharan Kaur and three daughters. Dr. Singh, who was Finance Minister in the Prime Minister P.V. Narasimha Rao-led cabinet, later served as India's 13th Prime Minister from 2004 to 2014. Dr. Manmohan Singh's final journey will commence from Congress headquarters in New Delhi to the cremation ground at 9:30 a.m. tomorrow. In a social media post, Congress General Secretary K.C. Venugopal said the mortal remains of the former Prime Minister will be at his residence in the national capital today for the public to offer their condolences. He added that tomorrow morning his mortal remains will be taken to the Congress office and the public and party workers will have an opportunity to offer their tributes. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief over the passing of former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh. In her message, the President said that Dr. Singh was one of those rare politicians who also straddled the worlds of academia and administration with equal ease. In his message, PM Modi said that India mourns the loss of one of its most distinguished leaders. He noted that Dr. Singh, rising from humble origin, became a respected economist. Chief Minister Pema Khandu, in a condolence message, said that Dr. Manmohan Singh's contributions to economic reforms as the finance minister in early 1990s laid the foundation of a vibrant and resilient India. Government has declared a 7-day state mourning as a mark of respect to the former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh. During this period, the national flag will be flown at half-mast throughout India and there will be no official entertainment. A state funeral will be accorded to the departed dignitary. The national flag will also fly half-mast on the day of the funeral in all Indian missions and High Commission of India abroad. A meeting of the Indian Cabinet is scheduled to be held today to pay tributes to the former Prime Minister. The Indigenous Faith and Cultural Society of Arunachal Pradesh, IFCSAP, marked its silver jubilee with a spectacular celebration highlighting the vibrant cultural heritage of the state's indigenous communities. The inaugural ceremony held at Itanagar on Thursday was graced by Union Minister of Tribal Affairs, Jewel Oram, Chief Minister Pema Khandu and Home Minister Mama Natung. Indigenous communities from across Arunachal came together to display their unique costumes and traditions, creating a vivid tapestry of the state's heritage. Addressing the gathering, CM Khandu expressed his admiration for IFCSAP's role in promoting and preserving indigenous faith and culture over the past 25 years. Union Minister Oram praised the initiative, calling it a model for other states to emulate in preserving indigenous identities. Chief Minister Pema Khandu appealed to the people of the state to preserve their indigenous faith and culture in true spirit. Instead of giving lectures on preservation of indigenous faith and culture, people should practice it if we really want to preserve our age-old cultural traditions. He said that the state government has initiated to honor the traditional priests and so far 3,033 priests are getting monthly honorarium in the state. Indian Minister of Tribal Affairs, Jewel Oram, on Thursday apprised Arunachal Pradesh Governor Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Pawanak of additional assistance granted to the state beyond the allocation under the central schemes. During a meeting with the governor at Raj Bhavan, Itanagar, the Union Minister said the central assistance is being sponsored by 17 ministries, including housing, health, education, telecommunication and sports. The visiting minister and the governor discussed welfare measures for the tribal communities of the state. Altogether, 12 houses were reduced to ashes in two separate fire accidents at Polo Colony at Dhapurijo in Upper Subansiri district on Wednesday. One of the incidents occurred at around 3:30 p.m. and the other at 4:30 p.m., leading to loss of and damage to movable and immovable properties. Many houses, including RCC buildings, were also damaged in the fire mishaps. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.